Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Just a handful of companies are responsible for much of the world's plastic pollution. That's according to a new scientific study urging corporations to be held accountable. The findings come as delegates from around the world are in Ottawa for a UN summit on plastic waste. Ben Shingler has details.
They have massive global reach.
The Coca-Cola Company, PepsiCo, Nestle, Danone. These four companies made up more than 20% of all branded plastic waste. Tony Walker is a professor in Dalhousie's School for Resource and Environmental Studies. He's one of the authors of the report, based on data gathered by volunteers over a five-year period. Walker says the onus should be on producers to make products that are easier to recycle and that they should help pay for the cleanup.
With only 9% of all plastics ever made only ever being recycled, it leaves the other 90 or 91% going to waste or worse into the environment.
Coca-Cola says its goal is to make 100% of its packaging recyclable globally by 2025 and that by the end of the decade, it aims to recycle a bottle or can for each one sold. Ben Shingler, CBC News, Montreal.
Alberta officials are preparing for a busy wildfire season. 63 wildfires are already burning across the province, but officials say none is out of control. They warn dry vegetation exposed by melting snow is highly flammable. The Minister for Forestry and Parks, Todd Loewen, is asking Albertans to be alert.
I urge you to assess your property for wildfire danger and take any preventive action you can to address these risks. This includes breaking up fuel sources that could ignite a structure, removing trees in close proximity to your home, and properly maintaining your gutters and roofs to rid the materials that could easily ignite, such as leaves and dry needles.
There is currently one evacuation order in effect along the Peace River, northwest of Edmonton. It affects about 30 people. Cuba has apologized to Canada for accidentally sending the remains of the wrong man back to a Canadian family. Faraz Jarjar died of a heart attack while vacationing in Varadero, Cuba, in March. But when his family received the casket in Montreal, the body inside looked nothing like their father. Cuba's foreign minister says officials are investigating what happened. And Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly says Canadian officials are working with Cuba to resolve the mix-up. $61 billion of American military aid will soon be on its way to Kyiv. Ukraine's president says his troops will do what they can to make up for time lost during months of debate in the U.S. Congress. Officials say the political deadlock over sending more supplies has given Russia considerable wins on the front lines. Sasha Petrasek reports.
In the next few hours, literally the few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine.
With his signature, President Joe Biden set the wheels in motion to send $61 billion U.S. dollars worth of military aid to Ukraine. Kyiv has been pleading for ammunition and air defenses to counter Russian advances. In a video message, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was quick to offer thanks. The bills also include $8 billion in military help for Taiwan and $26 billion for Israel. But it was the Ukrainian aid that was most contentious, dividing Republicans in Congress. Some argued the U.S. can't afford to help Kyiv. Last week, Republican House Leader Mike Johnson maneuvered his way around them to get the money moving. Sasha Petrasek, CBC News, Washington.
A grand jury in Arizona has indicted 18 Republicans on charges they took part in a fake elector scheme for the 2020 election. The state's attorney general says the alleged effort was to re-elect then-President Donald Trump. The court papers list a former U.S. president as an unindicted co-conspirator. The charges include fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Several media reports say Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and his former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, are among those indicted. And that is Your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.